Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trick Star Radio for another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview section that we run on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays, talking to different artists from the UK and around the world about the projects they are working on, where they have come from, and of course, what they have on the way. Today, we're getting into a very enjoyable conversation, someone I'm very excited to have a conversation with, and that man is King K. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I'm all right, thank you. It's been a long day, but we're here. That's finally made it.
Yeah, man. Long days make the good stuff happen, I've got to say. It's good to get you on the show. It's good to get you on for a conversation as well. You are someone who is clearly very multifaceted in regards to kind of creative work and doing different things. Obviously, for those that aren't aware, do you want to kind of talk us through what you do as an artist and obviously as a performer as well?
Okay, so I go by the name King K. It's been the name for the past 2-3 years now. But yeah, now I do music. Obviously, I used to dance, but now I do music. And yeah, I'm a performer and entertainer. You know, I dance, I do music as well. So yeah, best of both worlds.
Awesome, man, awesome. I mean, that they're two very kind of lively, very creative industries to be involved in. When did you, as a performer in general, we'll say, know that this was a kind of career path that you wanted to take? How early on did you know?
I would say to take on as a career, I pretty much started 2018.
Okay.
Getting to the ending of 2017 to the start of 2018, I started, you know, going to the studio more and started building up lyrics and vibes, and you know, and I thought, you know what, I can combine the two. Obviously, you know, I'm a performer, a dancer, perform for big artists like Davido, Sarkodie, techno, you know, quite a few of the Afrobeat artist legends in the game. And I thought to myself, you know what, I can dance, and I've you know, recently discovered that music is something I want to, you know, get into. So I just started, you know, working on myself and seeing what I can do with my next found talent.
Amazing, yeah. Man. Amazing. It's a really cool thing to kind of stumble onto, especially when you're working in and around sound, but in a different kind of avenue, you know, working obviously on the dancing side of things. Something I always kind of ask people that we get on this show that have numerous, I want to say, creative outlets to what they do. How do you manage to find the balance between the two? Because obviously I'm assuming the dancing side of things takes up a lot of time in regards to energy and kind of mental space and things like that. How do you find the balance?
To be fair, before I came to the UK, I used to, you know, like Afrobeat dancing a lot. So when I came here and I joined, I teamed up with, you know, Boga and Andy becoming Ghana Boys, you know, it kind of stuck with me, you know, for a very long time. And then having to add the music as well is very easy, I would say, because I can, when I'm doing the vibes and I'm listening to the music and the beats and whatnot, I tend to dance with it first. So it makes me feel like, okay, if I'm able to dance to this, somebody else is able to also dance to this as well, you know. And the fact that I can build up a vibe of what I'm doing and, you know, let people know that, okay, he's dancing and he's singing, you know, join the two together. It's you know, it's amazing. And I would say it's not easy, but it's fun, so it makes it easier.
Definitely, man, definitely. It's such a cool thing to kind of hear again, obviously seeing the artists you've worked with in regards to the dancing side of things, and then seeing you transition into the music. Who are your kind of musical influences? Because obviously you're going to have dancing influences based in and around the sounds that you're listening to, but who are the kind of specific artists that for you you kind of find yourself in the studio kind of going, oh, that's who I want to kind of not emulate, but be in a similar lane to?
Well, I would say there's quite a few of them, because when it comes to Afrobeat, you have to have melody, vibe, and then obviously the last check is it danceable? That's the thing. No matter what, it could be a slow song, it could be a fast-paced song, but so far as you can have a vibe to this and you can dance to it, yeah. So in terms of the Afrobeat artists that I look up to, some people, I would say Kim Promise is one of them. Davido is one of them. Darko Brown is one of them. Burna Boy is one of them. Adinkule is one of them. I mean, there's quite a few that I listen to, and I quite enjoy the taste in music and how they come about with their music. So yeah, it's very inspirational, I would say.
Awesome. I mean, kind of coming from just a general kind of standard on this one, you must have quite a lot of space in the studios you work in if you're kind of running routines at the same time as you're recording. It's quite like a big room to work in.
To be fair, the studio is quite spacious enough for me to, you know, maneuver around in terms of dancing, in terms of, you know, just, you know, get, building stuff up, really. It's just, I would say, yeah, it's quite spacious enough for me to do something like that. Yeah.
I was going to say, we're going to have speaker racks and amplifiers flying all over the place otherwise. But kind of moving forward then, obviously, having now combined these two assets of your personal creative journey, and seeing both of them being quite successful, is there any sort of highlight moments so far that already stand out to you as being, like, I suppose, turning points or moments you always kind of look back on?
There's quite a few of them, really. But I'll say, coming from a dancing background and transitioning into a music, you know, there's a different field, really. It's not that hard now, but before, when I started, you know, trying to dance and sing at the same time or trying to build up vibes, it was a bit hard for me. I couldn't understand, like, myself doing dancing and then trying to do music as well. But then I said to myself, you know, just one step at a time, you know, listen to the sounds, get your sound right. You already got the dancing going on already. So if you find your sound and you find yourself in what you're doing as a music artist, you get to combine the two and it's very easy. And now I can perform on the stage and still dance and be able to remember my lyrics. Before, when I started in 2018, when I was getting used to what I wanted to do, I couldn't join the two very well. But then now I can sing, I can dance at the same time. It's all, you know, it's all, how do I put it? It's all in harmony, is in harmony, you know, all in one.
Definitely. I mean, I feel it's almost an underrated kind of ability to be able to do both. Like, when you look at, obviously, dance routines in general take up a lot of energy. They take up a lot of breath control more than anything else. So how was that actual transition as a performer, kind of being able to not relearn breath control? Because obviously you must have a very good kind of physical understanding of it with the dancing side of things. But when you then factor in vocals as well, that must have been quite a difficult process.
Initially, yeah, but you know what, I'll say this again, being able to dance as an Afrobeat dancer, you get to dance with different type of genres, you know, not just Afrobeat, you get to dance with contemporary songs and whatnot. The dancing side was pretty much easy for me. Getting the music side to combine with the dancing side was initially the hardest bit, but you know, it's easy now. I would say it's very easy for me to, you know, do both of them at the same time, because I love dancing and I love doing music as well. So yeah,
amazing. Well, obviously the music side of things has been pretty successful so far. We've seen some fantastic support from yourself, obviously seeing tracks from yours being played on stages at Ghana Party in the Park, Afrobeats in Afro Nation as well, these like landmark sort of occasions and festivals that we're seeing. How does that make you feel from an artist perspective about kind of growth?
I would say thanks be to God for all the progress that I'm receiving and going through. I would say I'm happy, and it's a different type of feeling having your song being played on certain platforms and whatnot. It feels like, it makes me feel like I'm doing something right. And also, I'm inspiring a lot of people to, you know, tap into the essence and do what they want to do in terms of music, you know. And as well as it's making me recognize certain factors in my music life as well, as to meeting certain promoters, meeting certain DJs, meeting certain TV and radio presenters, and, you know, certain dancers as well who I used to dance with now recognize me as an artist more than a dancer, you know. So really and truly, I just say thank you to God and everyone who's making this possible for me. I really appreciate it, and I'm enjoying the journey. It's a journey and I'm enjoying it.
Awesome.
I'm enjoying it.
It's good to hear you're enjoying the journey as much as anything as well, because that, I feel, is the bit that at the end of careers people look back on the journey. They don't look back at, like, at the prime as much. They look back at the kind of journey that got them there, and it's really exciting to see. Obviously you are in the midst of releasing a lot of music at the moment. We've seen a few singles already land.
Yeah.
How have the last few singles kind of been reaction wise then from your perspective, because it feels like there's been quite a rapid kind of succession of releases?
I would say initially when I first started, there's a director in London, his name is Alex, he's the owner of Press Play Videos. So initially, before I dropped my first single, I played it to him, and he didn't believe that was me. He was like, is that you, King K? And I was like, well, you're hearing me, what do you think? He's like, mate. He was like, yep, that's really good, that's a very big step, and the fact that you know, it's not just any music, but you understand what you're trying to put out there is a key factor. You know, you're bringing a different style and the mixture of dance into it as well. You know, it's really good. And my first single was, I was a bit shaky because this is my first song that I've released by myself, you know, without my trio of brothers that I was with before. And from there, I've gained some more confidence in myself and in my sound. I found my sound more better now. And I'm transitioning in a good way, in a very pleasant and a happy way. Really happy.
Awesome, man. It's great to see. Obviously, we are here to talk about new music. That's one of the main reasons we got on today. One of the main reasons we run this section of the show is obviously to kind of find out about people, but also find out what they're working on now. And obviously, you've got a new single out there at the moment that goes Chop My Money. Now, talk to me about this tune, because one, it is an absolute slap in the dark. I've got to say, this is a tune that makes people go absolutely crazy from what I've seen. We've been running it a couple of times on the air as well, and people have absolutely loved it. We've had calls in, messages in all about it, which has been crazy. Before anything else, actually, talk to me about the story behind this tune. How did it come together?
Okay, so I linked up with my producer who's in the UK, Swindon, and then I said to him, every time, you know, for the past 2 weeks now, all I keep, you know, I keep hearing this type of vibe in my head, and he was like, "What? Let me hear it." So I you know, tried sang it to him, and he was like, "Right, let's get in the studio," and then from there, I built a vibe towards that. And then he's basically saying, you know, chop my money, yo. If I was basically telling a girl, if you want to be my baby, if you want to be my darling, if you want me to spend my time with you, you know, come spend my money with me, you know, type of thing. So it built up from there. And then I added a bit of, you know, my native tongue in there. And then, yeah, from there, it just shot up. And then we created a vibe around it, really.
Amazing, man, amazing. It sounds like quite a smooth studio process then, from kind of having the idea in your head to actually getting it down onto record.
Well, I would say it's not that easy. it's easy, but not easy. When recording, you can take about a few hours recording if you want to get your sound right. But, you know, yeah, that's what happened with my producer. He made sure that I was sounding right. I was hitting the right key, making sure that, you know, every tempo and whatever sound that I was coming up with from my side was matching up with what he was making, the sound that he was making for me. And from there, I've gone on to, you know, work with another producer in Bournemouth. His name is Spicho Gift Genesis. And then also certain producers in Ghana and in Nigeria as well. So far so good. I've released, you know, a new one as well recently called Deja Vu, which is skyrocketing really mad, and it's going crazy. People love the vibe. They love the things that I'm saying in there. You know, it makes people feel joy and happiness. So I'm happy.
That's an awesome thing to push for, man. It really, really is. Kind of off the back of everything that you've now currently got going on, what would you say, I suppose, is the overall aim for the rest of this year? Because it seems like you've got your head screwed on. It seems like you have like a plan in motion. It seems like things are happening the way you want them to happen at a relatively quick pace as well. So what's your sort of plan for the rest of 2022?
I would say 2020, I would like to release an awesome, awesome, brilliant EP with the help of my record label, EMG, and, you know, the assistance of my manager, Kushtar, and the whole entire team and everything. I would like to release something different from King K, something that will make people want to listen to it all the time, want to, you know, it's just good vibes. Good vibes. Yeah, as I said as well, in my music as well, sometimes I go by the name of KOV, so King of Vibes. I'm bringing the vibes. I'm giving you good vibes, you know. Yeah, that's what I want to bring. This year, I'm looking for a lot of things, yeah.
Awesome, man. It's been it's really exciting to kind of talk through everything that you're working on. Again, it seems like there's a lot of obviously enthusiasm behind what you're doing. It seems like you do have this level of enthusiasm to everything you do. Now, obviously on the dancing side of things as well, is that something you're still pushing at the same kind of speed? I'm presuming it is.
Yes and no at the same time, because I'm more focusing on my music career. The dancing is a gift from God to me. I can literally just get up and just, you know, make up moves, make up anything. So that is there. Dancing wise as well, I do sometimes collab with certain dancers. As I went to Ghana last December, I linked up with Dance God Lloyd, Afrobeats, and people that are in the mainstream dancing in Africa and whatnot. You know, cooked up some vibely dance moves and whatnot. And then, yeah, it's still running, but I'm more focused on the music career more than the dancing.
Okay,
yeah, the dancing is there already, yeah. Yeah.
It makes sense though, man. It makes sense. Obviously, with the success you're also seeing, I can understand why, especially with all of the things that are now happening. So I've got to say, dude, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show this morning. We have got a wrap up here though. We've only got a couple of minutes left. So before we actually jump into this new single featuring Darlin Gage, of course, it goes by the name Deja Vu. As you said, I want to hear from you about where the best places for people to follow you online are if they aren't already keeping up to date with what you're doing. Where can people go to find you?
Okay, so if you're not following me already, my Instagram is officialKingK_, Twitter officialKingK31, YouTube KingK Music with MUZIC Music. Obviously Spotify is KingK as well, Apple Music is KingK as well, AudioMac, Boomplay, all of the other platforms, just the same name, KingK, and then you just have a list of my songs. And then, you know, I hope you enjoy the vibe, and then I'm only giving you good vibes, King of Vibes.
Amazing stuff, man. Well, I've got to say, thank you for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much, Jay. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Each and every time, man. Keep up the good work, and I'm looking forward to seeing the new releases land in the future. Thank you for coming on, and we'll catch you soon, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Each and every time. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We are live on Trickstyle Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu, and we're in the building till 10.
This one, fresh out the oven. Okay.